Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Get ready to dive into the organized, ambition-packed world of Capricorn in this kickoff episode of the Zodiac Business Series. As part of the Zodiac Business Series, every month I will be breaking down the nitty-gritty of each zodiac sign's business energy, from what makes that sign tick in business to the challenges they might face. This series is your go-to source for practical tips that will amp up your marketing and your CEO decision game. So get ready to trade in the fluff for actionable insights, because in this series, we're all about keeping it real and keeping it impactful for your business. So whether you're a Capricorn looking for validation or you're just curious about how to level up your business game, stick around. This isn't your typical zodiac talk. It's the real deal on how Capricorn energy means serious business. So let's dive in. Okay, at the time this episode is released, we will have finished Capricorn season, which runs from December 22 to January 21. But I wanted to start this Zodiac Business Series off with Capricorn energy because it has been such a big theme of the start of 2024, and we still have a lineup of planets in this sign. We've got Venus, Mercury, and Mars still here for just a little longer as this episode is released. The moon will be in Capricorn too. Back at the beginning of January, we experienced a new moon in Capricorn that was connected with changemaker Uranus. And that was really highlighting our long-term ambitions, our business or career goals, and the possibility of the unconventional pathways or unconventional plans we need to make to achieve them. That new moon was also supported by the action planet Mars, which is in Capricorn until mid-February. This is the most powerful and productive place for Mars, and we're going to get into why that is as we talk through Capricorn energy today. But this is why I wanted to start off this series with this energy. It is not just because I happen to be a Capricorn sun sign myself. It is because we have been experiencing this quite intense Capricorn energy, and I think it's been calling to me to get this series underway, and this feels right to me. So our goal setting powers right now are being amplified because Mars is hanging out in Capricorn and it's in a helpful connection with Jupiter in Taurus, or it has been in that helpful connection. And this combo is something that can really help us bring our ideas into tangible form. It is manifestation power. It's helping us to manifest our dreams into reality. So this time, with all of this Capricorn energy, you have the cosmos on your side when it comes to creating the life that you've dreamt of. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Capricorn energy and how it's all about our ambition, really. There's a lot to do with ambition in Capricorn energy. So what I really love about Capricorn energy in the scheme of the zodiac is that it could be thought of as a bit of an architect of the zodiac, right? It creates structure. It's disciplined structure. And it's also got this ambition, but the ambition is tied with practicality. And that's tied into the fabric of its energy in business. So, you know, if you're looking at the Capricorn blueprint, we're talking about not just the sun sign of Capricorn. So if you're a Capricorn sun sign listening to this, that is awesome. This is a great episode for you to hone in on. If you're a Capricorn rising, if you have Mars, Venus, or the moon in Capricorn, or Mercury in Capricorn, also for you. Like, really listen to this, because a lot of these themes play out in different ways in our charts. You don't just have to be a Capricorn sun sign for this to work for you. It is relevant to all of those things. And also, if you have Capricorn on your midheaven, if you've listened to my midheaven episode, you will know what I'm talking about. Go and check that out. If you have Capricorn on your midheaven, then it's what you're here to do. It's your public reputation sector. It's that highest point in the chart that is representing how people see you in business. So Capricorn energy is going to be really important for you if you have Capricorn on your midheaven. The signature of Capricorn is based on its ruling planet, and that is Saturn. And Saturn is the taskmaster of the cosmos, right? We've talked about Saturn many times on this podcast, but Saturn is the planet of boundaries, of structure, of responsibility, of legacy, right? So Capricorn's energy is synonymous with this idea of responsibility and longevity and creating things that are going to last the test of time. And it's also associated with this, the symbolism of the mountain goat, but actually the mythical sea goat. So you understand that a mountain goat in particular can just ascend a mountain. It can do all sorts of strange stuff. I don't know if you've seen mountain goats, but they are incredible creatures. They are able to scale cliff sides to get where they need to go, to get the food that they need. And that is kind of the essence of Capricorn energy. It does what it needs to do to achieve the outcome that it has in mind. And that means that people with strong Capricorn energy have this ability to set big goals and to just keep working towards them. They just keep working towards them. They're always working towards a goal. And this is particularly true if you have Capricorn rising energy, you know, remembering this is the way that you move through the world, always working on that next goal or ambition. And the same if you've got a Capricorn moon, you might feel like there's always something else that you're striving for and you have a bit of an emotional connection with achievement. Like, you're emotionally and subconsciously driven by achievement as well. But importantly, ambition alone doesn't define Capricorn's business persona. It's the strategic mind and the meticulous planning aspect of Capricorn energy that is what can set them apart in business. So like I said earlier, there's this architect energy about Capricorns. They're natural architects. They're naturally creating this structure of success. They have a great eye for detail, a great eye for quality, and a structured approach. So in the world of business, Capricorn energy can create this kind of guiding compass. It's like everything has to be purposeful and lead us towards the ultimate achievement of the goal. So there is like a built-in kind of resilience there and a built-in grit. And that can be really helpful in business because just like the goat, the mountain goat that can endure the harsh mountain conditions and rough terrain, Capricorns can weather those challenges with grace, with determination, and they can bounce back from setbacks and stay the course, which is what sets them apart as that reliable, that resilient energy. Now, Capricorn energy works really well in the boardroom setting because people with this energy can project strong leadership skills. They make grounded decisions. They have a commitment to excellence. They have a commitment to quality. They have that discipline, that diligence. They thrive in environments that demand structure and order. So that means they can be natural leaders in industries that need that meticulous planning and execution ability, which is a lot of business, right? And they bring this kind of no-nonsense attitude to the table so that things can move forward with precision. They're just pragmatic in that sense. And they're always considering the long-term implication of their decisions. They're not just making a decision for a quick win. Capricorn energy is about the long-term. It's got that inbuilt Saturn rulership, that Saturn idea of, am I building a structure that will last? Am I building something that's going to have longevity, that's going to have legacy? And so that foresight gives them an ability to navigate challenges with more poise because they're always thinking ahead of what's going to happen down the line and therefore making choices that are about sustainable success, that are about long-term success, right? And that can be really helpful, especially in online business where we're often looking for the next quick win. If you can have someone on your team who can think big picture and think long-term for you, if you don't have Capricorn energy, for instance, that's really helpful. But everybody has Capricorn somewhere in their chart, right? Capricorn will be the zodiac sign that directs one of your houses of your birth chart. So everybody has the ability to use Capricorn energy in some way. You just need to find out what it's currently doing in your chart and whether you have any planets or important points in Capricorn, and then tap into these positive traits of Capricorn energy. Work with that stuff in your business. This is a really powerful energy for business. And while Capricorn energy has all of these strengths, it's also essential that we look at some challenges that might arise with this kind of energy too, because this relentless pursuit of goals and achievement can sometimes lead to burnout. So Capricorns may find it challenging to switch off from work mode. And balancing work and personal life can be a bit of a tightrope walk for people who have a lot of this energy. This is an ambitious energy. So it's difficult to kind of relax and take a break and all of that stuff. There's also a strong conservative nature of Capricorn, which can be a bit of a stumbling block in rapidly evolving business landscapes like the online business world, like the current environment that we're in. So I think it's apt that we're talking about this now, because with all of the energy shifting, you know, that I've talked about in my forecast for this year, embracing innovation and adapting to change is tricky for Capricorn energy. It is earth energy, and that means that it requires a conscious effort to adapt. You know, it's grounded energy, which is great, but it's also inclined towards traditional methods, proven methods, you know, things that have been done before, things that have stood the test of time, and therefore adapting and moving and changing with technology, with advancements, with innovation is tricky. So that can be a challenge. So when it comes to strategies for success with Capricorn energy, obviously Capricorns have a lot of tenacity, which is very useful in business. But their success lies in understanding how to harness that energy effectively and to be able to maximize your impact. You need to embrace a work-life balance and also cultivate this openness to innovation and change. And I can't speak for all Capricorns. I do have strong Capricorn energy in my chart. And I think, you know, embracing change, you know, I've also got a lot of Taurus energy, so I've got a lot of earth energy in my chart. As I've said, that can mean that change feels uncomfortable. But embracing change is probably one of the most transformative things that I have done in my life. And connecting back in with a work-life balance, acknowledging the ambition inside you, if you have a lot of Capricorn energy, acknowledging that you have a desire to climb those mountains, whatever they are for you. Everybody's definition of the mountain will be different. Everybody's experience of the mountain they are climbing will be different. But Capricorn energy is climbing that mountain. So just being aware that you can take breaks on the way up there and you can rest, and cultivating rest is really important. And networking and collaboration can also be really important for Capricorn's success, because strategic alliances and leveraging the strengths of others, this can really help you to overcome those challenges and amplify your influence. And this will probably be true for most of the zodiac energies, networking, collaboration, and surrounding yourself with people who will adapt for your particular strengths and weaknesses. You know, they will balance out your energy signature. But Capricorns are very good at strategic alliances too. And this is something that if you've got that energy, you can really work with in your business. So consider this a bit of a Capricorn 101. And I will be back to walk you through the other zodiac signs as the year progresses. I'm aiming to do one of these a month. They may come out more frequently if I can get there, but I would love to know what your experience of Capricorn energy is, if I've missed anything. One more thing that I do want to say about Capricorn energy, and that I touched on earlier, is that it's not just about the mountain goat. The symbolism of Capricorn is the mythical sea goat, right? So the ability to get to the top of the mountain, but also to get to the depths of the ocean, to navigate both the depths and the peaks. And this is a beautiful thing about Capricorn energy, that it is not, it's not a shallow energy. It is ready to go wherever it needs to go to achieve what it has in mind and to understand what it wants to know. There's a level of seeking wisdom in Capricorn energy as well, seeking wisdom from the depths, because this sign is ruled by Saturn, and this is about not only understanding structure, boundaries, developing things for the long term, but also developing things of substance, developing things that have quality, that have integrity. Those are key words for Capricorn, I would say, especially if you have Venus in Capricorn. Integrity and quality, those are the things that you're really seeking, especially from partnerships if you have Venus there. And partnerships, client relationships, the things that you enjoy in life need to have integrity, need to be of quality, need to have substance. Your friendships need to have substance. That's a beautiful thing about Capricorn energy. So if you are a fellow Capricorn, or if you have a lot of Capricorn energy in your chart, loads of love to you. I love all of the zodiac signs, because we all have all of the zodiac signs within us. This has just been a quick dive into Capricorn energy. I would love to know if it resonates for you. If you're intrigued by Capricorn energy or any of the zodiac signs, and you want to find out more about your own personal astrology chart and how you can work with it more powerfully, more effectively in your business, it's time to book a Cosmic Business Breakthrough call. This is a 90-minute call where we look deeply into your astrology chart and your business to pull out what you really need to know to take your next steps, to improve your messaging, to light a fire under you for the next iteration of business. This is the goal of this call. It is to get you a breakthrough in your business. So if you're excited by that, it's time to book your call. The link to book will be in the show notes. In the meantime, have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.